Bo nam Pinkas, the Chava Kadisha, in the city in Lisa, and the Nesivis was the Rav. It's brought down there on Maisa. The Nesivis had a daughter, Almana. And she had a daughter that became a Kala. So the daughter of the Nesivis, that she was already Almana, she took her daughter with her to the city to buy the needs for the Chasana. The city was far away, and all these people lived in the little villages. They got a guy to drive the wagon. The guy, instead of taking them to the city, he took them to his house. He had his friends waiting there, and they robbed for them everything, all the money that they had. Tied them up, and they robbed them. They had a lot of money. And then they put on the oven. They were planning to burn them, like this would be no memory where they were. Be on the ashes. And then, before they were about to be thrown into the oven, a soldier came with a gun, and he freed them. Later by night, the Nesivis came to his daughter, and he said that he was in the Shemaim, and he was told what is happening to them. So he went leave Nekisa covered to daven for them. And they didn't want him a Kabbalah's tefillah. They said they were nichshol to go with a goy. Nalocha with a goy with two nashim is yichud. So they don't deserve to be nitzel. So he went back and he said, well, b'schus that was b'chabah the Nesivis. B'schus the Nesivis, they let him out. B'schus the Nesivis, the freedom, Hashem, it was b'chabah the tefillah. So a person has to understand the choymer of Isur Yichud. So what started is the Isur Yichud, I saw the Nitei Gavriel and the Akdome brings down that people mamish don't know how much people are nichshel in Isur Yichud. And especially the bigger meratzes that people mamish don't have the aleph beis. We'll try a little bit to start to do the halachas of Hilchos Yichud. There's an Isur Yichud. See what is called Yichud? A Yichud is to be together with a woman in a place that him and her are themselves there. There's a Yichud de Reisen and there's a Yichud de Rabbana. Both are awesome. But we'll see later as Nafkaminas. In between Yichud and the Yichud de Reiset or Yichud and the Yichud de Rabbana. The Isur is Seifer the man to be Meyachet with the lady, and Seifer the lady to be Meyachet with the man. Why I'm saying Seifer the husband, Seifer the man to Meyachet with the lady, and Seifer the lady to Meyachet with the man. First, we'll see later in Afkeminas, Moshe with a goy. So, there's no lifneiver to me as the goy. But the lady is not allowed to be yachid with the goy. This is the din on the lady. And there's a yisur on the man. Yachid with the goy also, he has a yisur yichud. Also, we'll see sometimes the Moshe with his yichud, you're allowed to be yachid with this lady, with this woman. But she doesn't know that she's allowed to. So she's over a Yisur. So if you don't tell her that she's allowed to, you're over a Niska, but all Psar Chazir, but all of you are a Psar Tle. Minatoiro, Lekul Alme Yisur Yichud is with the Erve. Who is called the Erve? Eishes Ish, Chamoisoy, his mother-in-law, sister-in-law, brother-in-law, his father's wife, his daughter-in-law, her son-in-law, and Basachoich. With his aunt, his father's sister, the mother's sister, is a machlekes apoiskim, if it's a isur to miyachad with the aunt. The meister, we are machmir not to miyachad with the aunt. But sometimes you have to know that the aunt, sometimes you have to have a shayas chochom, sometimes it will be mitzarif, kulis, to miyachad with the aunt. Even you're not allowed to miyachev with the erva, we said, Eishasish, a married woman, a mother-in-law, there's some arayas that you're allowed to be miyachev. Mother and daughter. Father and son. Granddaughter, grandson. And the same thing, she's allowed to miyachev with her grandson. Me'ikar adin, you're allowed to miyachev with your grandparents also. That's him. Some are machmir lemaise, the hero is you're allowed to be miyachev. With a sister, there's no isur yichud. But be'oifen kavua, is also. I will explain. There's no Yisur Yichud with a sister. The Shaila, why? If it doesn't exist, Yisur, it's like a father and a mother, that is no Yisur Yichud. Or was a Yisur Yichud, b'chazar v'matir it. But to live kavua with your sister, you're not allowed to. Now, what is called kavua? Some say 3 days, some say 30 days. And again, it's really tolui, and the kind of shaykhs that you have, and the kind of yichud that you have, to know what is also. Even so, Marshal, sometimes the rabbonim will be matir, two old men and a lady, two old men and old lady, brothers and sisters, and they want to live in a nursing home in the same room, or an old room in a house. They're very weak, they're very shvach. Reb Moshe wants to be matir. And I will explain. In the second one, we'll see that Yisur Yichud is even when someone is sick and shvach. Chazal asered Yichud. But in a brother or a sister, it's not really because we think that they will do something. It's more like a marisa ayin. Bemele, and it's sad that they're really older and they can't do it, so the mele, it's not such usul. Again, when it comes to maize, you have to know to ask the shayla. Two brothers and a sister, two sisters and a brother, b'shasatchak d'rabonim amatir, even b'kviyas. And I will explain, a lot of times in America, it's nageya. Some people go to the bungalow colonies. And the parents go back to work. And they leave a brother and a sister. So Shabbos they come, but during the week they live there. Could be it's called kviyas. The Moshe, parents go away to a different country for a while. So again, you have to know the gedolim. This is what I'm saying, the Moshe. If it's two brothers and a sister, or two sisters and a brother, and these places, we're make up, because it's not called a really living separately. The parents are here, but the parents went away. There's one brother and sister, and they're here. So for 30 days, they want to be machmer. A couple days, we mitzav to be make up. But Moshe said, if they decided to rent the apartment, both of them are studying in a place, and then they decided So then even one day you're not allowed to. What?
By two men, regular two men with a woman, right? It's more to me.
Well, we'll get the two men. We'll get the two
brothers.
We'll get. Not by night. Two men and muto by day. No. Not by night. And also, when we're speaking two brothers and a sister, we don't mean that dafka, that they're dear. The way they're living in this house is two brothers and a sister. Now one brother could go out. Not that the brother is dear. The question is, if they go to a place. I think they're allowed to go to a hotel for Shabbos. They're in Eretz Yisrael, he's learning in the yeshiva, she's studying in the seminary, and they want to go together to a hotel for Shabbos. So some of them say, this is what they say, B'Shem Reb Moshe, that if it looks like they came to live here together, could be that it's us. I'll explain what I mean to say. Lamazon and the parents went to the hotel for Shabbos. And they're setting up everyone in a different room. And it's not a problem. There's a simcha. And it's stuck. It's one boy and a girl extra. It's no brah. They put a brother and a sister together. That is not a problem. No one thinks that they came to go be here together. Aval Moshel, and they booked themselves into a hotel. That's fast, yeah? For Shabbos. That's what Moshe, they came there to be together. That is also Asu. That's not called even ally. But again, if they have to be the Maisa till 3 days, it's Mutter, some are Matter till 30 days. If they have to be together. Now, Pnuya is only a Yisro de Rabbanon. But we have to know, there's a big mistake of a lot of boys today. Pnuya Bizman Chazal was the Rabbanon. Neither is the Raisa. All of the girls today, over 12 years old, are Becheskas Nidas. They don't go to the mikveh. They don't know the halachas, how to mitar themselves. But mainly the same thing. And again, and a girl is a Yisro de Raisa. The Yichud is a Yisro de Raisa. Everything with a pnuya today is a isur d'oraisa. Which is a nida, it's a chiyuv kores. Now, what is the shir of the age of yichud? With a girl from 3 years old, with a boy from 9 years old. Why? 9 years old is he could do a bia and bashalish be also bia. Me'ikar adin, a boy and a girl are allowed to stay together. Meaning the brother, 12 years old, is allowed to do babysitting for 5 girls, for 2 girls, for 1 girl. Even if it's not a sister, yeah? She's 5 years old or 6 years old. Avosna says it's not advised and it's not chinuch. I'm telling you, it's not advised. But in our days, especially, because in jail and then. But I'm saying the ikar aloche cotton is no isur yichud. It's magia a lot of times. A neighbor knocks on the door, she calls. It happens to me the whole time. They call my daughter 10 years old if she could babysit. They're going away to parents. What is there? 2 kids, 3 kids. Forget about the amount. And the kids are 3 years old. She's allowed to babysit or not? She's not 12 years old. So sometimes the kid is not under 9, so it's not even a shayla. He's not going to be a bichlal. But the kid is 9 years old. There's another kid 10 years old. And you want my daughter that is 11 years old to babysit. You're allowed to? No. Me'ikar adin, you're allowed to. Again, Avos says it's abchinuch. The nafkemina is that later when we get to kulis, the door is open. All of you kulis, no, that yichud is not such a stark yichud. Could be, it's more kulis. Kids are showing there. There's a lot of halachas that we have to get to them. Now, what is the shiur of yichud? L'mais is a big shayla when we start the shiur of yichud. Why Chazal asked yichud? Maybe the man will be me'anis the girl, or maybe he'll be mefata the girl. We choyshed you to be me'anis, or we choyshed you to be mefata. If it's mefata, Moshe says it's more time, it takes more time. If it's me'anis, sure, something from Fakel. Oinus could take a longer time. Some say 5 minutes. Some say 35 seconds. Some say a filu mashu. This is the getter of the yichud. Even so, yichud is only in a place that people cannot come in. Of a place that people could come in the whole time. It's not called Yichud. We'll see later the Agdoas. What happens in the elevator? It stops on every floor. You have elevators that don't stop on every floor. But again, they don't take 5 minutes. We know because of the Rikula, Chotzi Shiur also Menateir. You're not allowed to have a piece of chazer, a half an ant, yeah? A half a fly. You're not allowed to. Chotzi Shiur also Menateir. This is what they say, the problem with the oranges. Even if you don't drink the whole fly, but you have some legs. So the Shaila is it Isu Chotzi Shiur and Yichud or not? So for sure, if Lemoshel, most poskim hold lo yitzuya, it will. The numbers on shiur yichud is 5 minutes. You have an elevator; it takes 2 minutes. You're allowed to go. We'll speak blinei later on the elevator. Lemaisa, you're allowed to go into the elevator or not. You're standing, and then you know, kader, you walk in, and a girl comes in. You have to jump out or not. Jump out or not. So Lamazog in the elevator is going now for 5 minutes and it can't stop. For sure it's also. We'll see in a second if it's Yehog Valiyavu and Yichud or not. Machlek is a poiski. If it's Yehog Valiyavu. If we know that Avzirai de Gilei Arayis is Yehog Valiyavu. Someone tells you, touch a woman, if not I will kill you. So you tell him, kill me, but I will not touch. Right? Yehori Gvar Yavu. Here was Rav Ruderman from the Israel said, the fellow person to do Gilei Arayis. If not, they will kill him. So the guy, he says, well, they'll kill me. It's not Kedai. I'll do it. I'll do Tshuva later. Yeah? So it's two people. One person, they told him to do Gilei Arayis, touch. He said, I don't want to touch. They decided to cut off his hands, to cut off his feet. They made holes in his body, put salt on. Like this, he's suffering for 20 years. The other guy touched. After a second, he came back to yeshiva, became a choshev v'ocher. Yeah? Now, l'chure, who did a better deal? That guy is stuck in a hospital for all of his life in a nursing home without heat, feet, and without hands, full with salt all over his body, suffering, not learning, doing nothing. The other guy is mamash a choshev guy. The answer is for sure. And in Gehenna, that guy will suffer much more from everything what this guy is suffering. And all his mitzvahs are worth nothing, l'umas, but this guy. So only think of the bachur that touched once, what he's going to get. How much a person has to understand what is Yehorig Val Yavr means? So, the shaila is if Yichud is that v'zerai de gilei arayis or not? If it's mechuyev teyorig v'al yavar or not? So the person is in the elevator and someone comes in. If it's yorig v'al yavar, he has to jump out. Either the door will close on him, so the door will close on him. If it's yorig v'al yavar, if it's not yorig v'al yavar, if he can't get out, he can't get out. Well, not that, even if he can't get out, he has to push the eitzah, he could choke himself. Is Yehorig Val Yavar, right?
Isn't that passive?
Yehorig Val Yavar, yeah? Yehorig Val Yavar. If a person, they say over a mice and Rabbi Saul Salanta. This I heard from Rabbi Chaim Kanievsky. Rabbi Chaim Kanievsky said that if he, that B'Shem Rabbi Saul Salanta, that if he would be with a woman in a train, and there'd be no way to do, and they'd be the only ones, Rabbi Saul Salanta said, you bechuyuv to jump out the train. This is what Rabbi Chaim Kanievsky told me. I was learning in Panovich, was the guy that was writing a Kuntres and Ilchus Yichud. And he asked me, he knew that I'm close to Rabbi Zalman Rebach. He wanted me to be the shliach to ask all the shayles to Rabbi Zalman. So, you know, I sat with him and I learned. He bought a raya from Tesvis. Tesvis says, Palti ben Laish, Shepolte HaKadosh Baruch Hu min Achet. He was with Shaul Bas, Michal Bas Shaul. That she was really a Yishasish with David HaMelech, and he was put together. And he told her, "Kol ha'oisik b'dovol zeh yidoker b'cherev." And they will not do the aveira. Frank Teisves, aber was mit yichud? Vishleim ha'pesach pasuach l'shusar rabbi. Frank, that mechav. He's poiskim. What do you mean? The king didn't let him to go out. If he leaves the room, he will be killed. Why he stayed there? He was in prison. So was Frank Teisves akash and was mit yichud? Das ist Yorg Valiado. He had to kill himself. So that person brings down B'Shem Chaim Kanievsky, and as they brought down the Titan Emes Liyakov from Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky, Chaim Kanievsky, Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky, that a person is mechuyev to jump off a train, that's Yehorik Val Yavon. It's Yehorik Val Yavon. So there was a bacher once in Panovich that he was dating his kala, and you know they went on a train, and he told his kala that you know if they were being themselves on the train, you know he's a bacher in Panovich. He never knew nothing. He never went out of Panovich, and he never knew what was a train even. So he was dating. He went to Chutzlot. He was dating, and his kala told him, "Come, we'll go on a train." So he said he doesn't want to go on a train. He's scared. He knows on trains, people die. It's Yehorik Val Yavon. He doesn't know train is thousands of people. It's never, this is in the time of Rabbi Yisrael it could happen. And nowadays it can't happen. So he was masking to go. But he said, you have to know that Louis Yitzhak will be the only one on the train. I will have to jump off the train. And the train started to go. Make the story short, they're the only ones on the train. So he told him he's going to jump. So he tried to jump. Lemaise, you can't open the windows there. It's made because they're scared that people will throw different people out of the train. So you can't open the train. So then there was another idea, you know, you could pull that red thing and then everyone comes, the police. It's also no more yichud anymore. And you don't know how quick they're going to come. So he decided to go up to pull the red thing. So when he stand to pull the reason was no people on the train. Why was no people on the train? The way this did I understood from him that the way the way the trains are done, because a lot of people, there's a lot of robberies in the trains. So people grab a purse and they run to a different carriage. So the ones that go in the dangerous neighborhoods, they do it like separate carriages. Like the Rakevet HaKalah in Eretz Yisrael, that you can't move for one to each other. So, and everyone is separately. And it's like, you know, you can't see from one to each other. Like, there's no one could plan. But when you stand to pull the red thing, everyone could see you. So when he was standing up, he saw everyone is looking from all the other train. What is happening here? So he stayed standing. So there's no meichud. That I hear once from Shem Zaman Erbach. A couple is in a house. That's Chosin and Kala. They buy someone, and they're schmoozing. It becomes late in America. It's dangerous to go out of the house. Zichut. People are walking in the street, but it's dangerous to be with these people. Yeah. Say, some places no one. Some places there's people. There's a lot of people. Yeah. Of a different kind of people, and they it's dangerous. So Shmuzama says you go to the front window and you sit there and they can see you. He says you could speak kol davar ha'osu, sinish kim yichud. Even that you just could step and walk into the house. He says, and if you sit in a closed room and you speak about Kodesh, 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 this is Yorik Bali Avon. This is Yisur Chom. So anyway, this Bocher, when he came back, he went to ask Shem Zalman Erebach if it was the right thing or not. So Shem Zalman Erebach said, we paskin, there's no Yorik Bali Avon in Yichud. We don't paskin. That would be so. Chankin, yes, gold. Paskin is Yorik Bali Avon. When she asked the Birkas of Rom, told him, and this is what I really am bringing it here. He said that you never know what is the next step. Like an elevator. You never know, you know, people could stop it on every floor. So they're already in the new hotels, you know, you press 11, no one visits you in the middle, yeah? But with Sancheni, it goes in 1 second up. But in the old days, even if it's a big zach, but if someone in floor 33, someone stops, it will stop in floor 33. So the main is not called Yichud. Shal is, if it's called Chotzi Shiur in Yichud. So some want to say there's not even a Chotzi Shiur. Why is not even a Chotzi Shiur? They want to tell Chotzi Shiur and a Chazir is the pshat, I eat a Chotzi Shiur Yisur. So this is Chotzi Shiur. But in Yichud, the Chefze of Yichud is that Yichud could bring you to do the Aveira. Chotzi Shiur, so if the Pshat is Lemoshel, a person was Misyachet in a place that he could be a Yichud for an hour, and he was Misyachet for 2 minutes. That is Chotzi Shiur. He goes into a room, he locks the room, and after half a minute, he opens it. So he was the Isur Lamazogin is 5 minutes. So Avada, if it's not 5 minutes, even if he could leave in 5 minutes, he didn't know even. This is called Chotzi Shiur. But in a place that it can come to 5 minutes, there is no Isur Chotzi Shiur. Some say no, even if it can come. What? So the it could open, but not now. Only in a second. That's what I'm saying. But it's a chotzi shiur. That's the shiur. That's the shiur. It's called chotzi shiur or not? That's what I'm saying. Pesach Pesach, the pshat is the whole time that people could come in. Here, Lamazonim, they can come in the whole time, but they could come in soon. This is the shiur. If it's called ma'ase yichud or not.
There's no side
of what you put us. Why not? It's a little. Chazal asked the acid on an old man that can't move. That doesn't mean, we'll see later, doctors and all these achim from the tzar of the svara that they're mirtat or not. So, mi'ikar adin, lemaise, the poiskim say, mi'ikar adin, an elevator that stops in every floor. I'm saying today, again, in the new hotels, if you what I know, you write down the number of the floor at the bottom and it doesn't stop at the end, right? And the hotels, the old hotels, you order the elevator, you press a button and it comes. And again, you don't have to pull it, you just press a button, the elevator comes. You walk in and you press floor number 35, Lamazan. Yeah? But in the middle, you could meet someone in floor 32 that he decided to visit. For security reasons, they stopped it. And in the new hotels, you press the floor you want to go to, the elevator comes, and it takes you to that floor, there's no visitors in the middle. The Shaila is, and these are, again, and most of them is not Shiur Yichud, this elevator is, do it 1, 2, 3, but Lemaise, there could be a problem. If the Maisa, no one could stop it in the middle, it could be. Someday it could be more from a half a minute, it could be a Shir Yichud. So you have to know, if it's 10, 11 floors, then it's less from Shir Yichud. If it's more, it could be, if some sheet is a Shir Yichud. Even, so I'm saying, if someone could stop it in the middle, for sure it's not called Chazi Shir. If it's a Shir Yichud, you have to be Chayishish. Even if it's not a Shir Yichud, the Poiskim say, Lemaise, it's not the right thing to be with a woman in the elevator on your own. Again, if you have to go out, then it's already totally if it's a Shir Yichud or not. Well, Mamshich, first the base halachas. Midoirai says, Osur only one ish with one isha. This is Isur Doirai. Midrabon, we'll see later. It's a problem. But it's only the Rabon. A isha is mutar ben midei raise ben midei rabbanon to misyachet with two anoshim ksheirim by day. For Ashkenazim, Sfardim is not so pashut. They need three, maybe even more. Aber meikar adin, a isha is allowed to misyachet with two anoshim ksheirim. Midoiraisa ish is mutar to miyachet with two noshim. But that is only midoiraisa klapi de ish. Some people in Minas Chassidus are makbid that the isha will not misyachet only when it's true people. So now the moshul. A person, his mother is almana. And he wants to come to learn home with a chavrusa. Is he allowed to or not? Chavrusa wants to know, is he allowed to come to the house to learn? The answer is allowed. First is two kosher men. But here it's better. It's called Bno Meshamo. While the son is allowed to miyachel with the mother, and the son will not do a isu when he's together with the mother. So while the son will not do with the mother, and the mother will not do with the son, so they're embarrassed with each other. So b'meile, he's shomer, the other person, that is not called that he's misyachel. If they're going baderech, you need three men. Why? If there will be only two men, one of them will have to be excused, and the other one will stay with the lady, and it'll be a yichud. Some poskim hold that issur is only when these two people are guards of the lady. She's scared to go herself. And they're going with her. So they need three. Why? Because maybe one of them will go to the bathroom. And the other one will do the aveira. But if these people are not going for the lady, they're in the taxi. So there's no chashash. Why? If one of them will need to the bathroom, he will ask his friend to come with her. He will not. Now they're not miyachet. Mechatei said they'll do yichud soon. Every person, maybe tomorrow I'll have yichud. Stop, when you're miyachet by day, maybe one guy will walk out. The other guy will walk out, so I will also walk out. So why by the way are you scared? So sometimes, because it happens in the way, then one needs to be excused. But the other will say, no, not because of that. Because one will be excused, but the other guy will not want to leave the lady alone. I'm saying it. It's a big nafkamina. Shana, when you go up the Moshe to the mountains. So I'm asking, during the summer when the ways are full, we're speaking by these people that make some simchas in the middle of the winter, you know, all the people that go pre to organize the places, and then some go on the side highways that mamash do, you know, once in 20 minutes is only one car, you know, on the exits of the highway, 2 to 3, you know, these. So they're ready. So Lama Zohar, you have to take a lady. So you take, Mishalev, 2 men is enough. By day, forget about by night. But you have to have 3 people in the car. So here's 2 coolest that some people say. Some say they're not watching her. They will have to stop. They will leave the car. Both of them will go off. Some say that Bichlal, this is not called Maderech. No one stops on the highway to use the bathroom. I know you, they stop. And the place that they stop is a lot of people. No, you stop in the middle of... Maybe Americans. Israelis don't ever do this. Israelis don't do this. I mean, the ones that stop in how, you know, when they have these stations, there's not Ichu Bichlal. In the old days, they went in a horse, in a wagon, and when they had to stop somewhere, they stopped. By night, then the Isha is only allowed to miyachel with 3 men, even if they sleep. No. Time that people go to sleep. Why? Because we're scared that one of them will fall asleep. And the other one will do the Aveira. So you have to have 3 men. But if the 3 are sleeping, Chazal will matir. Some say that if they took sleeping pills, then it's a problem. Lamazan is 3 people, and you know, 2 of the guys, they take sleeping pills. Eh? You're allowed to be with them or not? Miyachel, you know, your friend asks you to come. You know, to his aunt, you treat Bachim, but you know your friend, he takes sleeping pills every night, yeah? Hopefully it's sleeping pills. Yeah. So then you're not allowed to, because some people say then for sure you will not wake up.
Is he allowed to?
You're not allowed. No, it's also not allowed to. Because Chazal, I said, there's no pluk. What is the difference? A beloved Zog, and they're driving in the car. They're driving in the car up to the mountains. You need 3 by night or 2? So a lot of rabbanim say, then you're allowed, it's enough to have 2. Let me buy that the driver can't fall asleep. Also, the other person, falling asleep in the car is not called going to sleep. But there are also some people fall asleep in the car. We're speaking about going to sleep.
Maybe
to sleep in pills? What if he's sleeping for by day? So he's also knocked out. I remember we had a mice once. I was living in Ponovich. We came back from Yerushalayim, and in the bus, we had the driver, a lady, and we were Trima Bachrim. It was the last bus back from Yerushalayim to the neighborhood. And, you know, we came to the stop near Ponovich. And the Maisa made a cheshbon. If we go off the bus, the Maisa, we machshel the bus driver and the girl with Yichud. Shaif, we're allowed to walk off the bus. So I passed him the Eilam, we're not allowed to. I said, we'll go to the last stop and we'll walk my foot back. It finishes in a different city, the bus. I said, this was, you know, we're Jewish. We're not speaking about, you know, Shkatzim. We don't want after that, you know, that the people will burn them in the oven, yeah? So I got up and I went to the bus driver and he said, he stopped near the Polish, you know, they knew where they should walk. I said, no, we're going to the last stop. So you go into that stuff. So I'll tell you the truth. We have a girl here in the bus. It's a shalif and yichud. We cannot be machshir you. So the bus driver said, I'll tell you the truth. The man said, I live in this area. I will take her to her house and we'll drive back and I'll put her back in the yeshiva. You never lose from doing the right thing. Remember this clown. Remember the clown. So I'm not sure if the maize is called yichud or not, but now, miderabonon, a man is not allowed to miyached even with two kosher ladies. With three, he's allowed to. By day. Some are machmir. Now, as another aloha, ishto imoy, if his wife is with him, he's allowed to miyachev with another lady. Ishto imeshamalta, his wife will not let him to do it. Another zach. What would be if a person has two ladies, he wants to miyachev with them, and one of them is bailo boir, so she's scared to do the aveir. So she's mishamalta, because she will say on it. Now, the same thing, a person is allowed to miyached with a lady if his sister is with him. If his daughter is with him. If his mother is with him. So even if the rabbanon, two ladies is not enough, but if one of them is a mother, sister, daughter, by night it's not enough. Because maybe my mother will fall asleep. So by night I need two mothers. Like two sisters. Yeah, you can't have two mothers. You have a mother and a grandmother. But you can't have two mothers, but they're a cloud.
How old does a sister and daughter have to be?
We'll see. The younger they are, the better it is. We'll see later. A young girl could be matzil even if she's not a sister. Is the age of Ketana that she's not Miseres Atzmo Lebiya, that the other lady is scared to do it in front of her because she's scared that the other lady will not do it. This is called Aloche of Shema, Ketanim Dara Shema. We'll have to get to that Aloche.
What?
Most places hold that Ishtar Mishamalti by night is enough and you don't have to have two Shemim. Because you're scared from your wife. All the other noshim is a din shema. Now we go to the second law. You're not allowed to miyachel with two ladies. But what would be if one of them is young? She's a 5 years old girl. You're allowed to miyachel. Why? Again. Is the isur yichud with a girl after 3 years old? But the aloha that is also with two, if one of them is a ktana, you're allowed to. Why? The gdoila is scared to mezana in front of the small one. She's scared that she will talk and tell about her. The same thing, a isha is allowed to miyached. You're allowed to miyached in a isha if it's a cotton with her. From 5 years old, 6 years old, that he knows what is happening, but he will not want to do it. So even that he himself is a cotton, he's la barbier, but he's shomer. This reason I said before that when you go to the babysitter, a lot of time that age is bichlal, not a problem, that age. I know my daughter could do babysitter to a boy 13 years old, Lamazogan. and a boy 5 years old. I said, why the 11-year-old girl is doing babysitting for the 13-year-old boy? I would expect, first maybe she's very smart. But not this reason. The 13-year-old boy is going to take care of himself. But he can't look after the little kids. He's explaining. The neighbor knocks on the door. She has a 13-year-old boy, comes back with the masifta in another 2 hours. In the meantime, the parents have to go to a meeting. And they have 2 little kids in the house. And they want my daughter to be there to take care of them, to put them to sleep. Again, it's not advised to do it. I'm saying it clear. But we're not speaking about the halacha. What? If it's 2, they're shaming. So I'm saying, could be the 3, it's bechalal the problem. But I'm saying, so these little kids could be shaming for the older brother. Not only that, if it's a sister there, so the sister is a shamer on the brother. Especially if the girl Lamazogan is 5 years old, so she could be a shamer. A son, Me'ikar Adin, is a shamer for the mother. Some hold that even one, the mashal, a mother and a daughter. The poskim hold meikar adin, b'shas hadchag, even by night you could be saying mechanit, dahainu, if you're going to her aunt. She's a almana and she has a daughter. And it's by night. It's only 2 ladies. Or by day, it's only 2 ladies. She's the aunt, and then it's the niece. And the first cousin. So they say the daughter watches the mother. The mother is embarrassed to mezana in front of the daughter. So I'm saying, lekatchile, it's better that will be 3, not to be semechanet. But if you have to, you could be semech. Stop here for today.
With
11 or 13-year-old,
the chance that maybe you go to sleep. So maybe the 5-year-old couple will go to sleep.
Well, she's so scared she won't talk. Well, normally it's 2. So she will sleep and she will lose out. The older one is nervous that their little one will talk.